Martin Ervin, Martha Samachas, Mar talks about the case, who Yanuka to Ishbach come to Tamima, that there's a baby ready getting preparing for the Mila, and they had hot water boiled up, and the water spilled. So the Mar says, Amla the Shaili Mai Tsricha, ask the mother if she's in need of water. Right? So assuming, or without going into the details exactly what it's water for the Isha. Ask the mother if she's in need of water, and she says, yeah, so Agav the mother, add extra water for the child. In other words, it's a dinner marbe b'shur. You have a heter to do for the mother, meaning that you need extra water for the baby. Now, the baby tais goes through tais, and Gittin explains, we're talking before the meal, and it's once the meal is done, then he's a chayli sheish v'sarkonda. And of course, you can cook up the water for him. We're talking in preparation for the meal. So the Gemara says, once you're cooking for the mother, you got extra water for the child. In other words, it's a din of marbe b'shurim. They really shouldn't be able to add extra water. That's really necessary for the mother. But once you're doing it already, you can add extra water for the child. So Taisa speaks out, and really that's really Parshat Pshat, the Gemara in Ervin, that it's talking that you're doing it through a guy. So that's really the Girsa there. And the Rishonim speak out. Most of Rishonim have that Girsa. It's talking through a guy. Have the guy cook up the extra water for the child. So Tais speaks out, in other words, for the child himself, we wouldn't be matzah d'amir lakum. You know, chorus of drabbonin, amir lakum is a drabbonin, like most Rishonim. But we wouldn't be matzah to do the yisur d'oraisa for the katan himself. Once you're doing it for the mother, else my baby shulam, you're going to add extra water to the mother. Right, that's Tosis' point. Now, to be matter for mitzvahs, amir lakum is not so simple. Could be dafka v'yishav eretz. So I think Mar was talking, but in general, even for the meal itself, we wouldn't have done it directly for the child. So Reb Kager in the Meya asked the Kasha. Kager is bothered. This dinner Mar b'shum, and without going into Mar b'shum, that's really a sugi by itself. But assuming Mar b'shum is just in the raisa, thus you can cook for the mother what she needs. To add an extra cup of water, she doesn't need it. Like most Rishonim, it's an issur d'oraisa, Mar b'shurim, not more than necessary. So Reb Kager is about like this. Amonishah, what's Taisa saying? He asks it, and he directs the kash on the run. The Mar is saying what? You can't do it directly for the baby. So it's Sarach Mila. Taisa, Rishonim bring a raya. Mir lakum will not be mutter for mitzvah. So what are we doing? Mar b'shurim. So Kegis and Mamanashach, so what's any better? Mar b'shurim, Vais b'shurim, holds and issur d'oraisa. The Rashba says they're upon it. Most hold issur d'oraisa. So Kegis has, he directs it in the Ran. Like the Ran Shita, Mar b'shurim is issur d'oraisa. It's Mamanashach. So might as well cook straight for the baby. You're telling me you can be over the issur, at Amir Lakum, tell the guy to add the extra water for the baby. So they might do it directly for the baby. Either way, it's an issur d'oraisa. You mean matter the issur d'oraisa, amir lakum for a mitzvah d'oraisa. I mean, the issur d'oraisa, also the amir lakum. Having a guy do an issur d'oraisa, amir first only the rabbanan. So what's this issur any more common than this issur? That's what Kirkus Rebbe Tzarech here. Rav Chanan Beis says a poshet it, and a poshet, Rav Chanan says a chiddush. Chanan says, that in every Amir al-Hakam, we have to see where he gets it from. Rav Chanan says there's two din Amir al-Hakam. The Etzim Amira, it's like a Bizui to Shabbos, to talk Divrei Chol, to talk Malach on Shabbos. There's another thing, Yesh Shlichus Lakam L'Chumra. That's made the Raisa, Guy can't be a Shlich. And Yesh Shlich L'Var Avera. The Ged of Amir al-Hakam is a din Shlichus L'Chumra. The Chumzen will treat it as a din Shlichus, like you did the Malach. So Rav Chanan says there's two din Amir al-Hakam. That's Amira. And the din of shlichus, what's enough for me to tune to him? If I tell a guy, Erev Shabbos, come do malacha for me on Shabbos. The mirror, there's nothing wrong. There's Erev Shabbos. Al shlichus, when he actually does it for me on Shabbos, it's kilo I did that veiram. Jei shlichus lakam lachumra, shlichus lavar veir lachumra. It would be awesome. How about the other way around? If I tell him on Shabbos, do a malacha for me on Sunday. I'm discussing it on Shabbos. Please do me a favor, come on Sunday, mow my lawn. That's Amir's awesome. The shlichus is not a problem, he's doing it b'chol. So Rabbi Chanan says like this. What Taisus means, what the Rishonim mean is, or the Gemara in Erevin, if you tell him, go do it for the baby, heat up the water for the baby, there's two problems, the Amira and the Shlichus. Marbi Mishur, Rabbi Chanan says, you're minimizing. In other words, it's true. You're telling the guy to over the Yisra Marbi Mishur, which is in the Raisa. So he says like this, that's Amira. You tell the guy, take the pot, do me a favor, put the pot on top of the oven. I can tell him, there's nothing wrong with this Amira, because I'm allowed to cook for the mother. Technically speaking, that extra cup, when he does it, as a dinner shlichas, it's kilam at an extra cup, that's answer. So he says, you minimized. That's just like machilam kala kal. If you can minimize, Amira lakam's mutter, do the marbi shurim better. Because you avoid the Yisra Amira, Atzan Halochem, as the Shlichus might be a problem. Good, so we're matir for the Tzarech. But if it means we matir the two Halochem to the Yisra, go cook for the baby. That's Amira's answer. We're talking about Shabbos. And the Shlichus Halochem be answer. So he says, that's the Pshat, the answer of Kerger's Kashem. Tun Dinim and Amira Lakum. Question is, where did the two Dinim come from? Chanan doesn't explain where do you get these two dinim from? And why did Reb Kirke say it's teretz? Why did Reb Kirke think it is teretz? Wherever the marker is going to be, so it's a portion of teretz. There's machilim kalakal by doing marbi shurim as opposed to doing it directly. So, like this. The marker for the two dinim Rashi, but it's a Rashi and Tezvah. Rashi brings down Rashi brings a pasuk in Navi. Imsach cheskam damer daver, dibur aser. Rashi and that as well. That the dibur itself, in other words, daver chol, tongue daver chol and Shabbos, he brings a pasuk in Navi. That's the chare, the mocker for the din of Amira. Where's the other din? The Mishnah says, it's Erev Shabbos, a person bederech, and he's not going to make it to the city before Shabbos. He's got his wallet. He's got money in his pocket. The Mishnah says, you could tell a guy, do me a favor, carry it home for me. Mar says, my time up. Why is it mutter to tell the guy? Rashi speaks out. Amira Lakum, and he's going to be doing your shlichus when he carries it on Shabbos. So how's it motor? Why is it a teretz? Marzant the Chum understood that that's when the other they're not going to be able to control themselves. They were make with Amira Lakum. Rashi says Mefurish there, it's a din a shlichus. Rashi's lesson is he's carrying out your shlichus for you. What points Rashi to say there? And Avodah Zarah brings the drasha. Rashi's about that's talking Erev Shabbos. You're telling him Erev Shabbos, it's about to become Shabbos. Do me a favor, carry it out for me. Al Tamir itself, there's nothing wrong with it. Must be, there's another din. There's a din of Shlichus Akam Lachumra, and Midin Shlichus, when he's going to carry it on Shabbos, Midin Shlichus would be Yasser. That's the Mokum. Al Tadin of Amir, and Shlichus Akam Lachumra. And the Chayes Mulch of the Gemara there in Shabbos, it's a dinim shlichus. That's where the two dinim are coming from. The Chassam Sefer in the Chuvis, he says, Mistimas Loshen Aran, Rashtan doesn't say shlichus. Aran doesn't say. He says, it's mashba, the Aran is not saying halacha shlichus. Why not? So, before we come back to that, Chassam Sefer is the Hezra, why? But how do you learn the Gemara then? If you're not going to hold the din in shlichus, so then what's Amir? The Amir is Erev Shabbos. Like Rabbi Chanan said, if it's the din of Amir, there's nothing wrong with Erev Shabbos. How would the Ram learn this? So then it's like this. If you look at the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, we'll come back to this story in a second. The Rambam Chares Bafarni, what we were saying in Rashi. So what was Rashi's Sachruch? Here's talking to Erev Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with Amira. Must be there's a second dip. There's Halacha Shlichas. The Rambam, I think, is about running Rashi's problem. Aslan L'Nachla says, Malach M'Shabbos. Avi Shein B'Tzalo HaShabbos. Avi Shalom L'Mikayim HaShabbos. Rambam is Bavarni. Even if you tell him Erev Shabbos. Avi Shein B'Tzarech L'Aisim Malach HaLach HaShabbos. Bavarni is awesome. They recite from Mitesh L'Aitay Shabbos Kala B'Neim. V'yavah L'Asas Me'atzvam. The Rambam seems to be saying a third shot. Rabbi Chana doesn't bring this. Tells him, why didn't you do Amir L'Akum? He says Bavarni both. Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos become Kala B'Neim. Once you're discussing Du Malacha, you tell the guy Erev Shabbos, maybe when it comes down, it may come to do it yourself. Sounds like the Rama Kubi's Taichin that's a Pshak and Shaykhav Sadabra Dover. It's not just a Mizu to Shabbos, it's like kind of like in Zera. You may come to be Nichshu yourself, you tell him a Shabbos, you tell him Erev Shabbos. It's all one reason, not two separate Dinam. So that could be the Hezbollah in the Ram. Some muach to say it's halach and shlichas, new shlichas. We'll see why not, but this could be the vart. That's a third way of amir lakum. Saying like in zera, you may come to do the aveira itself. Now the chasam sefer, he doesn't mean the rama. He's just mazver. He says esteem is lost in Iran. It's mash, but not like Rashi. Why not? So chasam sefer says a chiddush, and he brings the fairies to base mer says it. Says that the pshat is, it doesn't pass shlichas and Shabbos. Doesn't make sense to read in shlichas and Shabbos. Another is like this. Even yesh shlichas levar avera. Like a shamei zokin shita. We don't pass like that. So here, what do you want to tell? The chomer machmer by mir lakum will say yesh shlichas levar avera. So Sefer says, when it comes to chil of Shabbos, it doesn't make sense to say halach of shlichas. Why not? He says, Shabbos is shvisa. My yenuch should be resting. I'm sitting on my couch. I'm having the guy do malacha for me. He says, it's not shaykh to say, yesh shaykh levarveh when it comes to Shabbos. There's a mitzias. I'm Shabbos. He's doing the work. I'm not working. You find Cain such as try the famous Tais reading Kedushin. Can I have a shaykh put on tefillin for me? About or not, sit in the sukkah for me. Tais reading, that's a mitzvah shemagufo. The mitzvah is to have the tefillin laying on my body. I can't have someone put on tefillin for me. Sit in the sukkah. You can't sit in the sukkah for me. So if I'm saying from brings to the Beis Meir, the same thing when it comes to Chol Shabbos. It's not shy to say halacha shlichas when it comes to Shabbos. It's a mitzvah of Shabbos. I'm Shabbos. I'm not doing nothing. Even if you go to Yeshiva, right, everywhere else. Tzicha, Geneva. When it comes to Chol Shabbos, it's not shy to halacha shlichas. So he says, that's the Vart in the Rut. What's the pshat in the Rashi? Some say he doesn't finish up. He says, that's the Hezbollah in the Ran Shita. Rashi said, no, like that. What's the Machlaikis, the Ran and Rashi? Listen to the Rambam's Lashon, the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. He says, Shvisa Mishvim Alach Mitzvasei. That the concept of resting on the seventh day, Shanem Rabbi Yomashvi Tishvas. The Chalais from Alacha, Mitzvah Mitzvasei, Avar Leisasei. He says, right, the mitzvah to be a Shavas, rest on this Shabbos. And if you're Avar Yomavadlan, Esse Yavar Leisasei. The beginning of Hilchos Yontif, it doesn't care for the, I think there's a Shin of the Lashon in the Rambam. That's Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Yontif, Sheis Yom Ma'elu, Shalas Makas Vasiyas Malacha. There are 6 days in the year it's on, we're talking Eretz Yisrael, also Vasiyas Malacha. Vishim Shisho Pesach, Vishim Shisho Chakasukas, Chakashuas. These are called the Yom Tovim. They're Osir Basias Malacha. And then he goes on to say, as he lays a says, make a deacon loss in the Rambam. It's very different. Hilchos Shabbos, he starts off, there's a mitzvah to be a Shavas, come Shabbos. If you do malacha, you have an essay, mitl essay, and a lace essay. Yontif, he starts up, there's 6 days, it's osur basius malacha. Doesn't start off. There's an essay to be a shavasi 6 day. There is an essay, he goes on to say. But he doesn't start off Hilchus Yontif. There's a concept of being a shavasi 6 days of the year. And if you don't keep it, you have a lace essay. Doesn't do that. What's the chalik? And the question where he got it from. Let it clear like this. What's the lamas l'lamates malachas? Is it the pshat that each malach itself is its own mitzias of a chafsa shel iser? Don't eat nevela. Don't eat treif. Bayer, kaisev. Is each malacha its own separate iser? Don't do this ma'isa veira. Or is it a pshat? Dikr is the shvisa. Dikr is that we should be Shabbos and Shabbos. What defines shvisa? Not necessarily what we would have thought in our minds. Carrying a heavy refrigerator, what's the big deal if I carry a pin? It's the way the Torah defines the shvisa. How do you do that? Look what took place in the Mishkan. This Lama Tes Malachas in the Mishkan. That's the Torah's definition, what's defined as a mitl shvisa. But the Iker is not per se each one Malach itself. These are the Hechatim says for what the Torah defines is the mitl shvisa. I'm saying a Chiddush. You have to know where we got this from. There's a chilek between Malach and Shabbos, Malach and Yontif. And Shabbos, Rambam says, he starts off. The Iker is to be, comes to Shabbos, there's an essay to be a Shavas and Shabbos. The Iker in the Kura is the Shvisa. The Lamates Malachas are the means of being Mavata the Shvisa. Yontif, he starts off, the 6 days here, it's also to do Malacha. Not so much the Shvisa. I mean, there's a bit, there's an essay too. But the Iker in the Kura is the Isser of the Mice, the Malachas itself. It's all different. Lambdas and Malachas. All right, where did he get this from? Where did Ram get this from? Pashuk Pshat, there's no Chalak Yontif or Shabbos other than Eichel Nefesh. But that's a Malachas, there's no difference. Ram's not saying that. All right, we'll come back. Maybe we're the mockers. It's like this. But you've seen this idea, the two ways of understanding the Malachas is the Etzem Malacha, which is Osir, or is it that's the means of the mitl shvisa? Maybe we could that's the machlekes deran and Rashi. Well, Chassam Sefer is saying a nice word. They swear it doesn't pass shlichus by Shabbos because Shabbos is it means a mitl shvisa. I'm resting. It's like a mitzvah shabbos. I can't have you do a malacha for me. I'm a Shabbos. I did nothing wrong. Different than other averes. And what does Rashi hold? Rashi has passed it in shlichus. Maybe it's a shaila. If you learn like Rabbi Medayik in the Rambam, that the Isra Malacha is the Bitl Shvisa. Beautiful. Some say you have beautiful art. It doesn't pass Shlichas and Shabbos. Dikra Nekuda is the Shavas. If you learn like Rabbi Medayik by Hilchos Yontif, that Rashi held that by Shabbos is also the same. There's no difference. Shabbos and Yontif is all the same. Dikra is the Maisa Malacha. Good. So like any Avera, if you would say, Yesh Shlich Levar Avera, Shabbos too, what's the difference? Ritzich and Kenev, what's the difference? Shabbos, do the malacha. They said, don't do the kais and the bayra. If I can make a shliach to do Ritzich or do Kenev, I can have a shliach. And I was avoiding a shliach of Aravera. He could be a shliach. I did the maisa vera. Shliach haram kamaisa. If it's a din bitl shvisa, so the Chassam Sefer is saying a beautiful part in the run. It doesn't pass shlichas. If this is the pshat, so the Rambam was shitos, it comes out very good. We were medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam was the one that said, "Why? What's the pshat in the Mishnah Shabbos? You can't tell the guy Erev Shabbos to carry home the money for you." Rashi said shlichus. The Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam that we were medayik in the Rambam. There's one dirami relakum on Shabbos before Shabbos. It's only in Zeri you may come to do the malacha. The Rambam didn't say shlichus. That's very good. The Rambam was shitos couldn't say shlichus. The way he's teaching Hilchos Shabbos, the Iker is the Bitul Shvisa, and doesn't pass the Halacha Shlichas. The Rambam was muchach to say, must be the different pshat Amir Lakum. He says, then, because it's in Zeri, you may come to do the Malacha. Rashi understood that it passes Shlichas by the Shabbos. He understood that the same way by Yontif, by Shabbos would be the same Nakuda. Shabbos etzatz malacha. Yesh shlichas lakon lachomra. Yesh shlich laver lachomra. So a pas, you can have it in shlichas lavi Shabbos. Raya, maybe that is chakir. These two ways of learning. The Maran Shabbos on top kuf lamed ches. Why is it shayla? Why is talking about a certain? He's talking about a certain maisa. Why is it mishum ma masrinim? What has Rosh Yim with? Why is Klamos? Is it Bayer a Marakit? Right, without going to the different law, because it's very similar to Bayer, and each one has its own different tenoyim to it. Why is he did a certain maisa? How should we give him that straw? Should we call it you're being over Bayer, or you're being over a Marakit? That's a more suffic. The Midrashim declares. He says, like, what's the nafkamina? Tell the guy the sasaka malacha. What's the Gemara saying? He said, this hasra, what's the nafkamina? So, he says like this. There's a famous machlokes, the Rambam Rashi. When you give a person hasra, the Rambam sheet is, you should tell a person, you should know what you're about to do with the Torah, says it's asra. You don't have to go into specifics. Tell the guy. You should know what you're about to do an issue of the Raisa. That's enough. Rashi and Shulchan Aruch says, you have to tell him what's the issue. You're about to do this issue. Torah says, Ritzich is Osir. Genev is Osir. It could be you have to quote the exact passage, maybe not exactly. It's not enough just to say you're doing Avera. You have to tell him, this is Osir, this is Osir. So Menchus Chenech is like this. Bish Slaima, like Rashi Shita, the Mar is saying very good. Tatimasri Mishum Bayram or Mishum Marakit. Like Rashi fits very good. But if you learn like the Rambam Shita, what's enough Kamina? Tell the guy you're about to do an Avera. So Tyson Shabbos really Bavar and Zakasha. Tyson on Gimel Mivay says, Avadi, you don't have to master that specific yeser, not like Rashi. But if you say the wrong yeser, that's what the Mar means. If you would tell the guy you're about to do Bayra and it's Marakit, that spoils Zasra. You could have said a par of Asra. Let's ask a komalocha. Are you about to do an Isser? But to do the wrong Asra, that would be wrong. This one takes going that to you. Taiz is saying now like you. Taiz is coming to the Bavan. Taiz is saying. If you give the wrong Asra, you don't say the right Asra. Tais is saying he's going that Gemara. He's going that Gemara. Say this. So the Midrash Chinuch speaks out, but the Emerson, even like Rashi Shita, it would have been enough to say Lusasa Komalocha. That would have been good enough. Even like Rashi, that's good. But if you say the wrong, that's what's going to spoil it. Like the Rama for sure. The Tais is read in Shabbos. They three in Shabbos, Bavarin says Kasha. And he's Bavarin, why wouldn't it be enough to say Lusas Komalocha? This is like Rashi Shita. Who cares? Marakin, Bayer, say Lusas Komalocha. They three says a Kiddush. His appearance, Kim Navar Lachalak Yotzes, that's a Shayla Bahavara. Toy Ray Lusas Komalocha. The Lusvarish, Bechol Mashu Seichem, Achlek Rav Yasser, Yanisin, Rav Asi. Is a avar lechalak yotzes, meaning most rishonim learn you don't do all the malachas, maybe only chayv karsa do all the malachas. Lechalak each malacha by itself, each nothing chayv karsa. The sheet is lelav yotzes. Avar has been pulled out of the klal. It's only a lav. You're not chayv karsa. So the Taisa Ritz says like this. Which hashra do you give him? Bar Marakit. Period. Kim Navar Lechalak Yotzes. Part like that, Shita. Kiloksim Lab Akom Malach Malacham. Valik Malach Malachim the Chaylev and Dam. Shem Chalukim Zem Zem Zem. Look at he's saying. The Mara means, let's go, he's going with Rashi, Shita, let's say. You have to be master that Isra. And the Chosin was mother, even like Rashi, why is it enough to say Loisasa Kom Malacha? That should be good enough. The Isra is saying, it's not going to be good enough. You have to say, Lechalak Yotzes means it's like 39 different Yisur. It's Marshall, it's like Achilas Dam, Achilas Chalev. It's its own separate Yisur. And if you master Lechalak Yotzes, that That's not the proper Asura. That's just an umbrella name to it. But Be'etzim, each Malacha is like Dam, Chalev, Trefa, is its own individual Isser. Tais says, you see how not like that. Tais seems to say, if you say Lusasako Malacha, that would have been good enough. Mechuskinah said it wouldn't be good enough. I was only clarifying if you say the wrong Malacha. But Lusasako Malacha would have been good enough. What's the Malacha like as we're shining? Come in the shadow or clarifying. If the Pshat, the Malachas, each one is his own individual Isser. Not just a Hechitim Shav Mitl Shvisa. That's a Tais of Lashon. Like a Chelov, like a Dam, a Bayer, a Kaisev. It's its own separate Mais Isser. If you learn the Isser is the Shvisa, these are just the means of Mitl Shvisa. So Tais and Shav, Mitl Shvisa understood, I don't even master the specific Isser. I can't say the wrong thing, but if I say let's ask a malacha. Refrain from doing malacha, be a shavas. That covers all the malachas. I don't say specifically that iser. The higher that would be the shayla. So if any of this might be the mocker. But the way the Tais read is saying, the Chalak Yotzes, that's good for the Tais be machadish. Not to say like the Rambam Shita. It's not just bitul shvisa. The Chalak Yotzes. Each individual malacha is its own separate iser. So getting back again. So that could be the Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi, you see, is saying by Shabbos, it would have passed Shlichus. Putting aside the Shlichus of Aveira, Shlichus of Akum, would be in the Shlichus. Rashi, I like the Taisis read. The Ran, the Rambam, Rambam's very, when doing the Rambam, Lashitaso, it's not the Isra, the Isra is Mirto Shvisa. So there's only in the Shlichus, like the Chassam Shafer say, you can't have Shlichus in Shabbos. Now, the question is like this. Where's the mocker for the Rambam to say? Place Malachas work like this. Shabbos is the Din Shvisa. Yontiv is the Isra Malach itself. Mechate seems to be where do you get it from? There's a Rashi in Parashat Mo. Right, the Pasuk is talking by the Isra Malacha, by Yantim, by Pesach. Kol Malacha lo yasa b'hem. Rashi teaches lo yasa b'hem. He's saying Pshat the Pasuk. I feel like they're here. Rashi's reading Pshat the Pasuk lo yasa. Not that you should do, it shouldn't be done. I feel like a de'achir. Frank the Ramban, what's Rashi saying? He's saying Pshat in the Pasuk. If it's a Yid, the Yid himself is Mesubah to do it. He's not allowed to do Malacha. Ella, what Rashi must be referring to Guy. Frank the Ramban, Amir Lakam's only the Rambanan. Rashi's saying Pshat in the Pasuk. The Ramban brings a Mechilta that seems to say like Rashi. It must be a smach to be Alma. There's no way. Amir Lakam was only in the Rabbanan. Rashi didn't say, Pshat's a smach to. What's the Pshat in Rashi? He's thinking about Yontiv. So maybe that's the Pshat. Rashi holds, and by film, Bemis, and the smach says Mefurish, that Amir Lakam on Yontiv is an Eastern derisa. Rashi's teaching, and he understood the Mechilta, that when it comes to Yontiv, Amir Lakam Layasa Ayadeh Cherem. There's an Issa the Rice Amir Lakam Ayantiv. Why? And the Mokum is Mechilta. Not by Shabbos. We find the Mokum of the Gabi Yantiv. Why? Because that's the Mokum of the Rambam. That the Mechilta has been Machadish, that the Gerer Malacha Yantiv, it's Shayachadin Shlichas. Yantiv is different than we thought by Shabbos. Yantiv is the Atzim Malach, which is awesome. You could have this concept of Shlichus when it comes to Yantiv. Maybe that's the Rambam's Mokr, but it's not a Bella. But everything we're talking is talking of the Atzim Shlichus for a Malach. But there's a more basic problem. Ein Shlichus Zahakum, Ein Shlichus Levar Avera. What happened with that? How do you get around that? Rashi saying it's a derisa. So he's saying, in terms of the lumbus of the melacha, maybe that's the Rambam's mocker, we understand how that's going to work. That yomtiv is the atzim melacha, which is also not the shvisa. But I'm the other issue. Ein shlichus l'hakum, ein shlichus l'var aveira. How do you get around that? So come in the pshat like this. There's a gemara about metzia. Mind if you don't in base. How does one's chatzer work to make a kinyan? One of the makaris that Mar brings from Geneva. Person steals himself. How about if somebody's object flies into my yard, Rashi teaches, and I close the door with no intention of giving back to you? My chatzer makes me into a ganav. So how does chatzer work? I said, I'll talking about Metzia. It's chatzer mitam yad, chatzer mitam shlichas. Let's go with the tzach chatzer mitam shlichas. Chatzer works as my shliach. Frag Nimara, how does the chatzer work mitam shlichas? Ein shlich devar avera. Shlichas, how can you do that avera for me? Nimara says two pshat. One pshat Nimara says, when is ein shlich devar avera? That's if the shlich is a bar chiyuva. Tell another yid, go steal for me. Ein shlich devar avera. Chatzer is not a bar chiyuva. And that, there's no problem of ancient shlichus l'var aveira. That's one pshat. Mars is another pshat. Tais is bothered. Reads a mission in Bava Kama. Shlichus l'var b'yad cher shaytiv a cotton potter. Person sends a cotton to go light a fire. Go burn his field. It says, you potter b'dinodim chayim b'din yishmai. V'amai, halam b'nei chiyu v'ninu. According to this pshat in the Gemara, say shlich l'var aveira, the cotton's not a bar chiyuva. Tais is pashat. Tahasim yishum l'lam b'nei shlichus. There's a more basic problem. Tais says, what? That gets around ein shlich l'var aveira. But a cotton's not a bar shlichus. A meila, a derais, he won't be mechoyim. It ought to be a potter. That's what Tais says. The mitvon, bo metzia, as Tais is kashim. And mitvon says, and doich in the mission boba kama. Shlich l'mir yad cher shoyt, the cotton means, he didn't send the child, go burn my neighbor's field. He gave it to the child. It was a pshia on his part. It was negligent to give the kid a fire. The kid went on his own. So the Machan Ephraim has been dying from Tyson, the Ritva. If he would have told the Feirish, you see, even if the Ritva argues in Tyson, if he would have told the cotton, go burn the field down, he'd be chayim in the other. Back to Machan Ephraim, why? Tyson's right. Tyson's poshut. There's a basic problem. A cotton's not a bar shlichus. So the Nesiva says like this. Nesiva declares, if you look through the sugyas in Kedushin, the curse for shlichus, from Truma, from Gerish, and Karban Pesach, that's the red lalachas of shlichus. Then the Gemara comes to Mem Gibel, says, how about if I send a person to an Aveira? Oh, ain't shlichus of Aveira. No claw. That's not in the old parsha. Ain't shlichus of Aveira. Comes in Mar moments here. There is an exception to Yesh Silvar Aveira. Where is that? If the person's not a Bar Chiyuva, the Chotzer, or let's say the Moshal, a kind sends Yisrael to marry Grusha. Yisrael's not Mitzvah on Grusha. According to Rapshat in the Gemara, Yesh Silvar Aveira, the kind will be in Israel to the Shlichas. So then it seems class like this. Now that I have the Pasuk by Chotzer by Geneva, there's a concept of Shlichas by Geneva. By Chotzer, saying if the Shlich is not a Bar Chiyuva, Yesh Shlich Levar Aveira. So then see his class like this. What does that mean? Is it the Pshat? Everything gets returned back to the old Parsha. In other words, beginning of the second paragraph, we have the Makaris for Shlichas. Get Shuma, Karm Pesach. No, but not when it comes to Aveiras. And now I have a posse by Chotzer. Is that Megala returning back to the old Parsha Shlichas? Is he old in Shlichas? I there's a problem in Shlichas, not in this case. So it all goes back to the original Parsha. Or is the Pshat? There's two halachas in Shlichas, two different Parshas of Shlichas. There's a regular in Shlichas when it comes to non-averas. That's those Makaris. There's a new mocker, brand new mocker, when it comes to Averis. If the Shlichas is not a Bar Chiyuva, Shlichas. what's the nafka mina? The shaila. If everything gets returned back to the old parsha, that means the yutum that a katan and a guy can't be a shliach is this mayit. That old parsha said there's miyutim. The Gemara brings drashas. A guy, this might be for the parsha of Slichas. If you tell me this parsha gets returned back to the old parsha, that very situation is not a problem. As long as it's not a barachiva, don't worry about any Slichas of Arbeir. But now, what's the lumbus of this parsha? It's the old parsha of Slichas. Means with all the miyutim of that parsha. But if you learn it's a brand new parsha, when it comes to Averis, it's not the old Parsha Shlichas. In the new Parsha, there's no Miyutim. That means a cotton could be a Shliach. So the Tzivos learns, that's the Machlokes Tyson Ritva. Tyson understood, everything goes back to the old Parsha. So you get around the fact that the cotton's not a Bar Chayuva, but there's a Miyut in the old Parsha, and Shlichas a cotton can be a Shliach. The Ritva learned, it's a brand new Parsha Shlichas. So any Shlichas of Arvera, you get around that. He's not a Bar Chayuva. A cotton can't be a shliach. When it comes to Averis, the cotton could be a shliach. That's the Nesibis. So that could be the pshat. The Rashi Chumash is saying, when it comes to Yomtiv, Amir Lakam would be a deraisa. So he said, Asa Dini Yomtiv, that could be the Rambam's mocker. This Malacham of Yomtiv is the Etzemais Malacham, not the Shvisa. It would pass shlichas. But we have the other major problem. Ein shlichas da'akam, a goy can't be a shliach. If Rashi learns like the Ritva, it's very good. When it comes to averus, as long as you're not a bar chiyuva, be a shliach. A goy is on the parsha shlichas. That's the old parsha shlichas. When it comes to averus, a cotton, a guy, if he sends a cotton on yontif to go to a malacha, it's shlichas bar avera. Sends a guy, Rashi's saying, Amir Lakam will be a deraisa. There'll be halacha shlichas. So we've gotten out of the two problems. The etzem halacha, because it's the ma'aseh halacha, which is it's not the bittul shvisa. In terms of the shlichas, as long as you're not a bar chiyuv and that avera, there's a new parsha when it comes to averas, we would say, yesh shlichas var avera. Right? But anyway, this could be the mark of the Ram when it comes to yontif. Now, you see a chiddush d'kshita. There's a Rabbeinu Chananel. Before that, there's a mission about Izar and Abchof Aleph. He says, the mission says, Chomachon liyaskal es Amerchas ibn Yeshua near Kashmo. A Yid shouldn't rent out his base Amerchas to a guy on Shabbos, because everybody knows this is Reuven's bathhouse. And he rented it out to the guy. Rashi says, why? They should make Rashi or Shmo. Varesh Mechamme Shabbos, when somebody sees the guy heating up the water on Shabbos, people will say the guy heating up the water is a shliach for the Yid. He knows it's the Yid's bathhouse. Didn't realize he rented out to the guy. No, a marisai. Marisai, that they're going to think that you sent the guy to heat up the bath. So it's about like this. The way you see befamish in this Mishnah, that there's a din of marisai for what? For the Amir Lakum. They're going to say you sent the guy to go heat up the bath. So it's a marisayin for what? They're going to think that you're over Amir Lakum, which passes their bottom. There's a machlekes that are more in the shach by Cholov Shkedim. To have meat on the same table with the almond milk is a gzera to marisayin. People think it's milk. How about if you put almond milk, cholov shkedim, with chicken? Chicken's also b'cholov. Gzeirot also b'cholov. It's almost on the bottom. So to have the chicken with almond milk on the table, the Ramos says it's mutter. Why? Because it's only a maris ayin for the Rabbanim. People think it's milk. Okay, so milk. So milk and chicken is only the Rabbanim. So a din of maris ayin for the Rabbanim, the Ramos says it's mutter. The Shach argues, brings a marshal. So no, even on the Rabbanim, it's a din of maris ayin. So it's bothered. According to the Ramos, what do you do with the Mishnah of Adi Zara? Don't tell the guy Don't rent it out to the guy. People will think that you asked him to go warm it up for you. So it's a Marisayan by Mir Lakum. Mir Lakum don't get up on it. Why is he even fair? It's not like the Ramah. Who me from the Ramah? Mishayna Hashitam. There's a pillar of the Grabena Hanadal. That's enough Chav Aleph. There's a more later called Bezin of Arizara. There's talking about a case. It's a complicated case. The idea of a Yid being a Shutif with a guy in Shabbos. Okay, you do the work on Shabbos. I'll do the work during the week. Exactly what the way to get around it. If you tell him before, you tell him after. Right, without getting into details of the Suya. Mars Masuba exactly what Shloshim would help. And the Mar seems to leave over to Safi. So the Rosh says, it's Amir Lakum, Safi Rabban Lakum. It's okay, go Lakum. The Menechananel and the Dafir Paskins go Lakum Rab. They go Lakum Rab. And the Agon the Baim says, they remain at Sarachin. Amir Lakum is Rabbanim. Good, makes Safi Rabban Lakum. The Rosh is saying very good. He's left Tzorachin. What's the Pshat Nebein Hananel? You have to go to Chumra. Amir Lakum said, drop on him. Maybe the Pshat's like this. Nebein Hananel and the Ramah, the Kashmir asking the Ramah, Kumi they held Amir Lakum, Afilim Shabbos is the Raisa. They held on Shabbos and would be a Raisa. Not like the Nik we made in the Rambam. Like the Rashi. They understood on Shabbos the Etzim Malachas, which is Osir. Not the Mitzvah Shvisa. The Amir Lakum Shabbos wouldn't be a Deraisa. A guy can't be a Shliach, like we said before. The Ritva, when it comes to Averis, there's a new Parsha Shlichas. The Mitzvah Akum and Kotin is not Nismayit. The Pein HaKhanan is saying, if you have a Sofik Amir Lakum and Shabbos, go to Chumra. Sofik Deraisa and Chumra. The Kashi we ask in the Ramah. Don't rent out their bathhouse to the guy, because Marisayin will say, oh, you must have told the guy to warm it up. What do you mean? It's a Myra sign for the Rabbanan. The Herod says no. If you hold the Myra, that the Amir Lakum on Shabbos would be a Deraisa. It would talk about a Deraisa. That the understanding of Malacha by Shabbos, it's the Etz and Malacha, which is also not like the Chassam Cipher. Like the Rashi and Shabbos we were saying before. I just want to finish up. You'll ask me, but what do you do all the Gemaras? The Gemaras seem to say Mefurish. That the Amir Lakum is only the Rabbanan on Shabbos. It's more in Gittin and Daf Chesomun base. It's more in Kufnun and Shabbos. Milakum is in Rabbanan. What will they do with the Gemaras? Maybe the Pshat is, that's telling the Machlech, the Marmon would see him. This whole word that we're saying is, if you go like the Mandar by Chotzer, then how does the Pashli goes by the Chotzer, Ape Shlichos by Avera, because he's not in Baruch Yuva. Good. So the whole word we're saying in the Ritva, the Nesiv is, if you go with that Lashon of the Gemara, not in the other man, the Amr. You don't see such a sight. The other man of the Chassid was different. Because a Chassid is not a Bardas. But in any other case, a Bardas, even if he's not a Barchiyuva, there would be a problem in Shlichel Barvera. So you can say, those Sukis that say it are going like them on the Amr. You don't see such a sight. Ain't Shlichel Barvera. Any Bardas, Barchiyuva, not a Barchiyuva, Kotten and Goy, cannot be a Shlichel when it comes to Averis. So when it comes to Shabbos, Amir Lakum is a Rabbanan. But maybe the Rebbe Hananel, the Ramah, if you pass like that other Pshat in the Gemara, the thing is a Sveikah the Reis of the Rebbe Hananel. What do you mean? Only Rabbanan. There it says, in Shabbos, if you learn that's the Vart in the Malacha, and you pass like that Mandi Amar, Rebbe Hananel, you would talk to me at the Reis.